Track 2.28.
So, when are you off?
Monday of next week.
Exciting.
Sure is. This time next week, I'll be settling into my accommodation.
So, I mean, what is it you'll be doing? From what I understand, well, you're going down there to keep your eye on some penguins. Is that it?
Well, I suppose that's one way of looking at it.
Yeah, but, you know, what will you be doing on a daily basis?
Well, I'm not entirely sure, but I think I'll be doing similar things every day. It's more or less a question of observing the penguins, counting them, taking photos, checking tags on some of them, that kind of thing.
OK, so just kind of standing around in the cold.
Yes, well, that's the downside of the job. That and the attacks.
What? From polar bears?
At the South Pole? No, from penguins.
You mean those sweet little birds attack you?
Oh, yes. They're full of attitude, if you get too close.
And will they be waiting for you when you get there?
Well, of course, they know I'm coming.
Very funny. So, there they are, Mr. and Mrs. Penguin, about to play happy families, and...
Yes, so by the time I arrive, the penguins will already have got into pairs, and then by the middle of November, each pair of penguins will have laid two eggs.
You just watch them sit on their eggs? That must be really interesting.
I'm sure they'll do something to keep me entertained.
And then?
Well, by the end of December, most of the chicks will have arrived, and then after about 3 weeks, we put metal tags on them.
Unless you get attacked by those nasty, aggressive parents.
We have our methods of defence.
Sounds scary. OK, this is all very interesting, but, I mean, why? Why is it useful to know what these penguins do? It sounds like they kind of do the same old thing year after year.
Nothing wrong with predictable. We scientists like that. But sometimes there can be changes. Like, maybe there are fewer chicks. Or maybe the parents aren't able to feed the chicks and not as many survive. This can tell us a lot about what's happening in the Antarctic ecosystem.
Like what exactly?
Ah, I'm a scientist. I never jump to easy conclusions.
That's no fun.
But in a general sense, if there are changes in the number of penguins or changes in their behaviour, this can tell us that there has been a change in the climate of some sort. It's part of the evidence, the bigger picture, if you like. The work I'll be doing is just a small part in a big project that's been going on for some time. But because Antarctica is such an unspoilt environment, the changes that take place there can tell us a lot about what's happening on the rest of the planet.
And you get to hang out with those cute little penguins.
Yeah, well, it's just one big penguin party.
Sounds pretty cool to me.